you?
I'm Gerhard, being in the city center and speaking with?
David Bannister.
Okay. What help are you getting?
Not really. Basically, I had a flat. I went to rehab, lost my flat, went to jail, came out of jail, basically, went to the council had my intention to and they can't help me. And I have to stay home for a year before I fly back on the rates. With it being a winter, with it being this cold, they've got winter beds and that, but it's just a case of going there every night and just like queuing up and waiting for that. Sometimes you get a bed, sometimes you don't.
As I'm telling you, you have no local connection.
Yeah, to this one, yeah. Not at the same, I need to go back to Loughborough. But Loughborough say, let's just say I've got no connection, right? Even though I was born in Leicester, right? The last 4 years here, I had a flat in Ferguson, yeah, so it falls under Loughborough Council, yeah. Right. So now, they're saying, yeah, right, that became, because I lost my flat, because I went to rehab, right, I claimed housing benefit at the rehab, but I didn't contact the council and say, look, I've moved into rehab. So obviously, I still have my flat, right, which I was told I could still claim my flat, yeah. Right. So told I can still keep my flat whilst I was in rehab. Right. So I went rehab. Right. They've claimed housing benefit there, so then obviously the housing benefit stopped at the flat. I was assuming the council was going to be informed that the flat that was in rehab, right? Yeah, but they never. So they seen that there was no housing benefit, so the rent just kept building up, so I got the flat to Coughlin for rent to live, yeah? Right. So then I left rehab, went to jail, came back out, I explained this to the council, right, and the council was like, no. Do you know what I mean? You intentionally almost just lost your flats. And that's that. I can't go on the waiting list or nothing. I have to wait a year before I can go back on the waiting list.
How do you feel
when I'm in Loughborough? When I'm in Loughborough, yeah. Right, there's no help whatsoever in Loughborough. Right, there's only like little bits. Two to three days a week, yeah. You have to go without food. There's no soup kitchen, no nothing, yeah, no free food, no nothing. So like I came over here back to Leicester, yeah, right, because there's more support over here, more food wise, you know what I mean, yeah, right. So like yeah, that's that. So now I go council over there saying no, you've got no connection, you need to go back to Loughborough. But Loughborough saying no, I'm gonna open you. You know what I mean, so it's one of them ones, right. But with it being this kind of weather, yeah. I can go to the Dawn Centre, right, which is not actually in the Dawn Centre, it's just like on the opposite side of the Dawn Centre, yeah, right, which is winter bed, but there's only 10 of them, yeah, so like you have to be there since like every night, yeah, because a massive queue, so like priority takes over anyone else. Sometimes you get a bed, sometimes you don't. If you don't get a bed, you want to be.
How you feel the people in Leicester are? Helpful, supportive, or not?
What, the individual?
Yes.
Yeah. You can get a lot of bad response, you know what I mean? You get a load of abuse, you get beat up, you get spat at, you get set on fire. I know someone a couple of weeks back was sleeping in a doorway down there and he had petrol kicked over and set on fire. You know what I mean? And then there's some people that the small minority that say you change or buy your food, you know what I mean?
Where are you sleeping at night?
In the doorway around here, the first doorway on the left.
What is your most urgent need? What do you feel?
Accommodation. Yeah.
Same everywhere.
Yeah.
Food is not that difficult to get, right?
We always eat. It's like I say, in Leicester. Yeah,
a roof.
Yeah. In Leicester, right? Yeah, there's somewhere you can eat every day. You probably won't like have a proper dinner or anything like that, but you always get something, yeah? Whether it's bought for you or whether you go to a soup kitchen, yeah, there's always food every single day. Yeah, so you're not gonna go without food, yeah. But look, the most important thing for most of us is accommodation. But, and like the council, I'm not being nasty or anything, but like the council tend to help other people than what I mean? They just see us as smackheads, this heads or whatever, and just, you know what I mean? We choose to live on the street, so, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's not like that.
Okay. So, wonderful talking to you. You take care.
God bless.
Thank you.